Hello, Matthew.
I do realise this is a very special episode, by the way.
What is so special about this episode? Oh, have I missed something? Oh, shit.
You not get the email?
No.
Are you fucking kidding me?
I'm shitting myself like
every
you were
single
this
co-host fucking does this. Fucking whatever. Doesn't matter. I'll just fucking.
Oh no! What the fuck have I missed?
Oh, it fucking broke.
It's not broke. Your birthday.
Fucking is it? I don't know. Tell me. You tell me then. Come on.
Yeah, shit I am with birthdays, everyone. I am terrible with birthdays. Even Facebook doesn't help me remind people
you know
of birthdays.
On May 18th, 1996, the sexiest man, the most handsome man, and the smartest man in the world was born. This episode will come out a few days before or after, probably, I don't know, one of them. And we're here to celebrate that.
What? How old are you turning? 27?
Yep.
It's so weird that you're 2 years younger than my brothers.
Really? Oh, this is fucking Oh. Just give me a second. It's fucking, this is really painful.
And I mean that in the most respect.
Happy birthday.
Dude, it doesn't get... There's no crickets anymore, but I can hear them somehow.
Happy birthday. Give me a second.
Holy shit, dude. A bit of tumbleweed just formed on the floor in this room.
Oh, fuck. I can't even do this. Oh.
You see that?
Woo!
Oh, shit. That's exciting.
Fucking lucky I don't have a smoke alarm down here.
Happy birthday, Matt. This is a very good birthday for you. Happy birthday. I'm a snake.
Yeah, you hear the tumbleweeds now, mate?
I don't think so. I think that was actually got an arousing reception. I should clarify for the audience, there was meant to be a bit in this podcast that would have been Ennui history. Like, it would have been one of the funniest moments.
Sure.
I'm willing to guess where I have a realistic movie prop, rubber snake, that is so much like a real snake, and it was meant to fall on me, and I'm meant to freak out, and Matt's meant to be shocked. Before the recording, it fell on me way too early. Matt's face, I can tell his heart rate went up just by looking at him.
It
100% did. And he thought a snake actually fell on me. And my reaction was very genuine as well. I'm very proud of that. But I'm fucking mad that it wasn't in the podcast and recording. So I had that planned for days. And I had this special little...
Really?
I had this special little thing set up on top of me that it would fall in the perfect time. And it fucking fell too early.
And what do you have to show for it?
Need to tell the audience. His face, guys, it went bright white.
Did it not go bright white?
And his face went white. I forgot how it went.
No, bullshit. Do you want me to give you a reenactment?
I'll give you a reenactment after. I'll give you Matt's. No. Matt was like, just this for 10 seconds while I was still. And then I started. Before I said.
Bullshit.
I'll give you credit. Before I said what happened, you realized, okay, this is obviously a bit. Before I started going, it's a joke, haha.
2 seconds in, I realized a bit.
No,
I thought,
you didn't.
If I'm going to be honest, I thought it was like a pool noodle.
No.
And I'm like, it's a snake for like 2 seconds. And then I realized, it's
real.
Fake.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, for 2 seconds.
That's enough.
Okay.
Fucking mad Take it's that. Not a clip on the freaking shorts, but whatever.
That would have been the worst birthday present. Did you actually get me anything?
The snake. You get to fuck it when I bring it.
The snake.
You told me you wanted the snake so you can fuck it. So I'm bringing it.
I don't fuck animals. I'm not into bestiality.
But you told me just then.
No, I didn't. You hearing things? I'm just trying to get this.
Yeah, you can have the snake. It's a pretty realistic prop. Like, it's quite good, except for the dot that's on its head, the bit of paint that dripped on it.
You know, I went to the reject shop about... Do you have them down in...
I've been to the reject shop. I got rejected once in the... Oh, that's such a shit bit. I kind of did, though, actually.
Did you actually get rejected from the reject shop? Anyway,
No. I just went there with a girl I liked once that didn't like me back. That's just the bit. I only went there with her. She didn't reject me there. Nothing went wrong. Yeah.
So I went to the reject shop to get stuff and I wanted, I've used these hats last year, I think, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
But maybe the year before, but I wanted to get the crowns, so it's just paper crowns. You know what I'm talking about? I just wanted one of them because they look better. It'd look funnier over this.
You get to be the Burger King.
Correct. And this just looks fucking dumb. Look at it. It's not even fucking on my head properly. It's like...
It's fitting in your show. It's fitting in...
The Onwiverse.
The Onwiverse. The annals of Onwi history. It's very fitting.
Don't say that.
Doesn't it weird you out when people try to explain like the history and they use the annals of the history? Like,
who says that?
You know,
who says that?
Educated people. Philosophizers.
Philosophizers. Velociraptors. Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah, rocket surgeons.
Velociraptors. Neil deGrasse Tyson.
I'm a snake. Snake back.
So are you going to, when you come down, are you going to bring me anything? Do you have a present?
I have a wetsuit that you can borrow.
Yes, fine. I'll get wet. I guess.
Okay, I've never been in a wetsuit. That sounds like too much of a present all of a sudden.
No, I'll give myself.
Never been in a wetsuit before. Why is that worthy of being mentioned? That just weirds the audience out. So
I've never been in a wetsuit.
Why would you say that?
Know,
I've never been in a wetsuit before.
I like bringing up things that people don't really need to know. Like, for example,
that hentai.
When my uncle died, they had to have three people carry him down the stairs because he was so fucking fat, and they actually had trouble squeezing him into the back of the hearse because he was so fat. They like his limp.
No one would laugh at that though. It's only a joke, only funny to you because you were there, and it's.
I wasn't there, it's disgraceful. No, that is funny. You weren't there. No, that is objectively funny. I don't care who's dead. It's comical. Maybe only I can laugh at it because it's my uncle, but that's funny.
You know have I mean? You like, ever heard of... Oh, yeah, continue. Have you ever heard of any real stories where the person, touching the corpse, it's open, it's an open coffin at the funeral and they break a bone when they're like... touching the corpse, so for some reason they decide to touch it.
No,
because that's in movies and TV shows. People do that, obviously.
I don't watch movies or TV.
You clearly do, because the show I just watched that you made has a lot of pop culture references, and there's an Austin Powers joke completely slapped right into it. So
Austin Powers joke? He's referring to Marty's Internet Show, by the way. The first web series I made. How many years ago? Holy fuck! I started making this show 9 years ago now, pretty much.
And it's the best thing you've ever made, by far.
Sure.
There's a joke from Austin Powers where you go, you're trying to get his gender. You're like, sex? Yes, please. And it's the exact same delivery as Austin.
I've never seen Austin Powers. That is a Matthew Winter original joke. I've never seen Austin Powers legitimately, though.
Are you serious? So you just fluked that? Oh, I doubt it, but, you know, whatever.
Can you give me an honest reaction of my first ever web series? Go.
All right. I'm going to review everything he's done in his career so far. So I've watched 3 full episodes from start to finish of Marty's Internet Show. And for most of the time, I was literally, I couldn't breathe. I was laughing that much. I'm serious. I'm not even joking. I'm dead serious.
I know. I'm very funny.
Well, you're okay. But what ties it all together is that every single scene has at least one funny moment. So there's a scene that I thought was kind of dull where you're opening your car door and you're like, you're getting something. I think you're getting like fish fingers or something from Coles.
Yeah,
and the scene isn't funny unless your car door is creaking the way it is in the scene. That's what makes that little sequence. And every single scene has just that one, at least that one funny moment. I think the first episode of every show is nowhere near as good as the follow-ups. The ones I've watched since the first are just like, it's just getting progressively better.
You don't like
better.
The first.
It's getting progressively better. Oh, the first 3 minutes of the first, I was dying with laughter. And then it kind of dragged along towards the end. But the ones I've watched since, there hasn't been a dull moment. Honestly, my honest opinion. But if you want my also honest opinion, Marty's mailbag is really bad from what I've seen
it's
of that
so
far.
It's not really bad. It's fucking good.
Well, look, man, I'm willing to praise Marty's Internet Show because that's actually got writing and good characters and a story and there's episodes make sense and they're really, really funny. But Marty's mailbag is painful. It's torture. It is like ISIS torture, that watching that show. I felt like I was being held at gunpoint, but I wasn't. I was watching it on my own volition, and I had to turn it off.
What episode did you watch? Tell me.
I watched the Dollar Shave Club one, and I watched the second one, which was... You had something else. I can't remember what it was in the second episode.
Was it anime-related or Japanese-related? Or was it not that? Not yet.
I actually don't remember, but I did watch part of the second episode. I can't remember what you were reviewing. Oh, it was... Oh, no, I don't remember.
Was it beef jerky?
It was that or bad. Was it, no, I'm joking.
Was it the paleo one? I had a paleo box at one point.
Okay, it obviously gets better. Marty's mailbag. It obviously gets better, but from comparing the two series, the Marty's Internet Show here, Marty's mailbag is.
As you said, Marty's Internet Show is a very well written. It's for the first thing I've ever written. It's a written mockumentary series that I put a lot of time into. Marty's mailbags were improv.
I just figured out who you are.
Who?
You're M. Night Shyamalan.
No, he's black.
The Sixth Sense, white. Great show, great movie. The Sixth Sense, Unbreakable. It was okay. Everything else, hot garbage. You're M. Night Shyamalan. Your first show is brilliant, but everything else since has just...
The Visit is very good. The Visit? Is it The Visit? I think it's The Visit.
Yeah, he probably was got people that are trying to help him out to give him a comeback in his career.
Anyway, what I was going to say was Marty's mailbag. Sorry. No, it was a good point. It was funny. Marty's mailbag. That was like, I need content in between because I'm writing these big episodes. And season one's pretty garbage. Season two gets better because it was me and Ben and we were stuffing around. There was an episode, it was me, Ben, and our other mate, Josh, who he's only been there to record once just because, I don't know, it just happened. And it was like an animation box or something like that. And I put on these, I think it's like a Rick and Morty hat in there. And I go, oh God, it's a Rick and Morty hat. And it was sort of funny.
Sound anywhere near as funny as what I've seen so far. But anyway.
Okay. But, and then there's a bit where I made them take my socks off and then talked about wanting to sell feet pics online. And that was quite funny.
I think, guys, the point we should make is it's funnier when you watch the show. When he explains it, he doesn't do a good job of selling his show. That's why it's taken me this long to properly watch episodes.
The best joke that I've ever made has been an improv joke that I made on Marty's Mailbag, season 4, episode 3. I just guessed that, but it's probably right. It was a Domino's episode, eating Domino's pizza. And I said, I like my pizza like I like my women. Hot and deliverable to my house. I thought that was pretty funny.
I feel like Pedro Schmidt is far better, but...
That is not, no, but it's also funny in the Marty voice. Everybody loves the Marty voice.
Marty's voice only works in Marty's Internet Show. In Marty's mailbag, it's kind of cringe. Look, I'm setting this up so you can go back to my old content and now do this to me and tell me what is good and what is shit. Because now that I've done this with you, I need to get a bit of my own back because this is a bit harsh.
You have never made good content.
Home Alone 4, Sam's Movies Review. I made that shit when I was 16 and that was writing masterpiece, that one. That was my magnum opus of... You fell off. We both fell off. Hey.
No, I'm making a comeback. I've got some good content coming up.
Is there cum on your back? Who put cum on your back?
Who put cum on your back? Oh, yeah. Thanks for fucking graduating year 5, you stupid fuck.
It's actually year 6 when you graduate. You don't actually graduate in year 5.
Are you done?
I'll never be done. As long as I have a platform.
My favorite birthday moment is when in year 5... We used to do backyard wrestling and we actually had a wrestling promotion called, I can't remember what it was called. We had like a Wikia and everything. It was mad. And I had the Whackdown Championship. And then one of my friends, Dylan.
That sounds, is that what it was? You decided to call it?
Well, it's like SmackDown, like WWE SmackDown. We called it the Whackdown Championship.
Then
everybody held me down and he pinned me and he beat me for the belt. And I'm like, this is not how it's supposed to go. That is not how it's supposed to go at all. And then we stopped and then everybody else grew up and stopped liking wrestling except me.
Did you film any of your wrestling
challenges? That cringe. I've seen that. I think it's called, you know what? It's actually coming to my head. I think it was called like In Your House Wrestling Federation and they're based in Sydney. And they originally like started on a trampoline and stuff and they started like making outfits and like made a ring in their backyard. None of them went pro like at all, but it's still like...
It still is a channel, isn't it?
Oh yeah.
It's so cringe.
Oh fuck. Actually,
but it's fine. You know, they like it.
The best stuff I've seen is like people from states like Missouri and like New Hampshire and like...
Because there's nothing to do there.
Exactly. And it's like they live between like two apartment buildings and there's grass and they like... It's like, you know, inbreds and fat chicks, and they're doing like ladder matches and stuff and putting each other through tables. Like, you guys aren't even getting paid for this and you're not trying to go pro. Like, what is the point of putting your body through all of this? And you can't just say you love it. Do you know what I mean? Like, you know how it's like,
you can't
oh, say my hobby.
That. You can't just say
backyard wrestling is your fucking hobby and you're going off a ladder through like a flaming table. That's just fucking, you know what? I'm going to say it. Retardation.
All right. That's a bit rich coming from you saying what is the point of this? Because I've seen multiple times in your history of ennui, one of the key motifs of ennui is wasting money on things like
name
the fucking
one thing.
Dollar Shave Club that would have cost a fortune. You just freaking pour the I thing out it. And just and it. Waste all of it. Domino's Pizza, you're just feeding every slice to your friend and he's just like regurgitating them.
Brad.
Domino's Pizza actually is quite cheap, but it's food wasting. How too basic.
Are you fucking kidding? Is this really what you're going to get up me for?
This is the angle wasting I'm going food. For. Yeah.
Can you pick a fucking better food. Angle now? Pick a better Pedro angle.
Pedro No.
Pedro Schmetter was a shit meme that I made. We're here to celebrate
my
birthday.
You just shit. Oh, your birthday's not for a few weeks, mate. I'm not keeping up the illusion
for the
audience.
It's coming. It's tomorrow. It's tomorrow.
No, I don't keep up illusions. We actually record a long time before these.
This episode actually is supposed to come out in June, by the way.
June 31st.
No, dickhead.
Well, I was gonna say, yeah. Well, no, you're the one that's speaking gobbledygook. By the way, guys, we're actually filming the 250th episode of Ennui in person, and we got a crowd. Actually, we're filming it in the Scone Palladium, and we're gonna get
Palladium.
We're gonna sell it out, and it's gonna be awesome. So
Scone does not have a Palladium. And we are not going to have an audience.
Do they have a scaffold? Can we film it in the
no,
Scone
No, we can
scaffold?
Go to the, I don't know, we can go to my old preschool and perform in front of the kids. Like it'll be a PG version of the show. I'm just trying to get a crowd.
you do know that you forgot, right, about that restraining order with you in preschools.
No, that's public school.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Sorry. Speaking of, just a funny story. I used to work with this bloke and he got added on Snapchat by this girl. And he was like 19, 20 at the time. And the girl goes, oh, what school do you go to? And he's like, oh, I'm out of school. What school do you go to? Hoping it's like, oh, 17, 18 at one of the high schools. And they go, oh, I go to the public school. I'm in year 6. So this fucking 12-year-old.
What a giga chat.
He immediately removed her, obviously. But it's just like, you need to vet people. You know what I mean?
12?
12. Yes. Kids as young as like 10 have Snapchat these days.
Oh, no, I know that. I know that. Unfortunately, my cousin added me on Snapchat. Really? And he's like in year 7. I was like, bruh.
That's not that bad, I guess. Year 7. That could be worse.
He's like, look at your shitty Snap score. You've got like, it's only 38,000. I'm like.
How many does he have?
Oh, he had it in like hundreds of thousands, which means he's obviously
hell.
It's a little social media addiction. Every kid goes through it. I did 632 Vines when Vine was a thing. It's a social.
Did you actually?
I'm not joking. That's the real number. That's a real number. In 2014, I made that many.
Doing
and
what?
I just remembered the most viewed one was me and him when he was like a kid, because everyone loves the kids so cute. I don't know what I was doing. I think I was like reenacting the most popular Vines, and they were saved on a hard drive somewhere. I might react to them one day as a
fucking
monster cringe.
Jesus
con.
Christ.
At
this
so
point,
bad.
We should be checking your hard drive, if I'm going to be honest.
Other than that, there's nothing that bad. Your hard drive. I'm too scared to even check that. I think there's multiple.
The only thing on my hard drive is I have gone and downloaded the top 10 downloads on uTorrent in the porn section, just because I wanted to see, like, look, you can view porn for free, but what are people actually like torrenting in terms of porn? And the number one porn is Asian porn where the vagina is blurred out completely. What's the point, guys? What's the point? Speaking of porn,
I can't believe the conversation has taken that turn.
The only thing that I want for my birthday is a shout out from my favorite porn star. Yes, Tate. I'm allowed to have that. My favorite porn star, Riley Reid.
Is Tate.
Okay. Riley Reid. Riley Reid, if you're listening or watching.
Riley Reid is your favorite porn star, bruh.
Yes. Obviously. She's the best one. objectively, because you can objectively be good at porn.
Daniel Philippou really got cucked by her.
Yuck. Speaking of having a favorite porn star, is that weird? Like, if people actually go, oh yeah, my favorite porn star is, you know, Mia Malkovich or whatever that fucking name is. At,
what are you now, 27? Yes, weird.
Yeah.
At 19,
no, but in general, no, being 19 and you actually have a favorite porn star, that's weird.
No, that's common.
Weird. Bullshit, no.
Yeah, actually, good point. They
because that's like saying, because that goes into the conversation of, oh, that means you have an interest in porn. You don't have an interest, you know.
Yeah, well, some people like being connoisseurs, you know. They like the finer things of the industry.
Stop just stop saying that just because someone's into fucked up shit means they're a connoisseur of that thing. You've said it like 6 times in like the last 4 weeks.
Two in the last 2 weeks. Get it right. Okay, and it wasn't right. Fucked up things. The previous one was normal. This is the first fucked up thing. I think you're the one who's mentioning fucked up things way more often on Marty's internet show.
Name one thing.
Mentioning the top uTorrent download and describing it in detail.
No, I just downloaded the top. I didn't care. I didn't know the top 10, just the first one.
Of course.
But no, but seriously, the only thing on uTorrent in terms of porn is like Asian porn. Which tells me that it's like an Asian thing.
To use uTorrent.
Use uTorrent for porn, yeah. Maybe somebody should tell them, hey, you can just view this for free. Maybe they can't actually... You know how like China's banned stuff and like Japan... I think it's more like Korea Article and 30. China. Maybe that's that sort of thing. Do you know what I mean? Like they've banned pornography sites, so they have to torrent it. That makes a lot of sense, actually. That actually makes a lot of sense. Thank you for pretty much... me, Matthew, just for talking for a fucking minute and like answering your own fucking question. Oh, why is it Asian porn? Oh, maybe because in these countries, why do I have a podcast? You know what? If somebody came in here, they'd probably just think I'm talking to myself because I think like probably like 90% of the time, it's just me.
What are you talking about? What do you mean 90% of the time it's just you? Oh, in that room.
I mean, if you look at the wavelengths, 90% of it is me talking, and then she going, yeah, also...
That's not a good sign.
Fuck shit. No, it's not a good sign.
I do talk quite a bit, though. I talk over you quite a bit.
No, but that's okay, because I let you.
To be fair...
The comedic effect.
For an internet podcast...
Anyway, continue.
You bastard. You were ruining my point. My point was literally going to be for an internet podcast, we never talk over each other.
But we do.
We do, because of the connection delay. But we don't, considering the connection delay, that's not why we talk over one another. We talk over one another
now,
because we decide that each other needs to shut the fuck up.
If you're watching on the video version, I have a power line starter kit. So what you do, for all the nerds out there, you plug in the internet router into the wall, and then the wall on a different power point into your computer for high quality internet that goes through the electrical circuits.
Look at that retention bar graph. I'm just
fucking hell, the retention bar is just going down. Okay, I'll change the subject.
No, it is good really though. Important. It's good internet.
It is very good. It's very good internet. Me and Ben went to see Bert Kreischer in Sydney last weekend.
Is it Bert Kirshner or Bert Kreischer?
Kreischer.
Do you want to look it up?
Because it's like Krishna, but it's Kreischer.
Is this another dyslexia? Okay, continue.
No, sorry. Fuck off. Anyway, but it was a really good time. Ben and I will talk. We'll have an ennui radio hour out in the next few weeks. Talk more about the whole trip together. But one of the best parts was, so I bought it for Ben's birthday, the tickets. And I booked the accommodation and he just like halved it. And I totally forgot because I booked him in February and I was looking for the tickets. I was looking for the booking in my emails and I noticed that I had an email from the place that we booked, the place we're staying at. And it was a response to a request that I'd made. And it was, hello, Matthew. If you'd like rose petals on the bed, you'll have to provide them. And I forgot that I was going to do this shitty bit where Ben would come in. You'd come into the hotel room, twin beds, like, nothing gay about it.
It would make me so uncomfortable if you did that shit for me.
But, and I told Ben because obviously I didn't happen. And him and his fiance said, no, Matt, that's fucked. And I'm like, come on, it's funny. I still maintain that it's funny. Because
they've probably already done that. That's why they're so uncomfortable.
But the funniest thing was when we were there, they were like, oh, so your room is on this level. These are the keys, blah, blah, blah. There's water in there. So, you know, you can quench your thirst after the activities you do later tonight. And Ben just looked at me and I smiled. And it was the funniest thing in the entire fucking world.
Thought you two were a gay couple. Okay. That is great. That is good. This is why you need to vlog these adventures, Matt. You got to vlog your adventures. You got to do it.
That's the thing. No, I don't like vlogging. Make some it's good the same
vlogs.
Thing.
You could make some great vlogs.
I don't know. Okay. You think I'm fun on the podcast? I turn it on. I always turn it on. It's like how Rhett and Link said, like, because they wanted to do something daily. Like, they want to get our content all the time, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But they're like, we're not vlog guys. We can't just, like, hey, guys, we're going to go down to IKEA and we're going to go buy some.
Only you adventures. I mean? Like, you shouldn't do vlogs in your town.
No, but, like, I can't do vlogs in general. I'm not that sort of guy. Me and Ben sort of, when we filmed a video, we sort of did, like, a vloggy thing. It doesn't work. I'm not funny like that.
You know what I'm going to do? You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to send you one of my vlogs and I'm going to show you how easy it is. It is shit, but it's good. I made it. That makes no sense. I made it in one day. I filmed it that day, edited it that night. It's my trip to the snow and up the mountain and me walking through the snow for the first time in years. That's the point of the vlog.
So you send me this video and I'll do what you do for all the videos I send you and I'm just not going to watch it. You absolute piece of shit.
You shithead. You send me other people's videos. I was watching your content recently, and this qualifies as my content.
I didn't ask you to watch my content. I sent you videos that I wanted you to watch, and you went, oh, yeah, I'll get to it.
Guys,
definitely.
Guys, yep. Ban Marty's. I was going to put Marty's internet show at the end screen of all my videos in the playlist
Please
section.
Don't. It's garbage. It's hot garbage. Okay, it's okay, but...
It's better than the podcast is probably better actually, maybe. But then you gotta sift through a lot of stuff to get to the good stuff of the podcast. Whereas Marty's internet show, it's all just there for you. You don't have to put effort into it.
Have you noticed that there's only like the first and second season there and maybe like one episode and everything else is.
Is there a season three?
There's a season three, there's a season four, there's a season five, and there's a first episode of season six available exclusively. Yes, it's on Patreon.
Are Sorry, all these uploaded to the account?
Speaking
the
of,
account?
If you guys get on the Vimeo account, I'm but for people who it. Don't have access to my private on me Vimeo account, $5 a month on We Plus, you can come watch all the old videos. They're actually pretty good. Like,
they used to be free.
Good.
They're not anymore. You have to pay for them now.
I want you to pay for shit content, but also support us so we can quit our jobs. Or I can quit my job because you don't have a job, you actual lazy piece of shit.
I have a job. I run a business.
I have a job. I run a business. Me and mum
That's
go
a job.
Down to the...
That's more than a job, actually. You're the head honcho.
Me and mum go down and collect bottles and then we go to the bottle place and we put the plastic bottles and we collect the money.
They don't
that's
allow
a job.
You to do that in Victoria. That's all other states
really?
In Australia except Victoria. Yeah, you know, when you get the 10 cents or the 5 cents for the bottle, it only says on the back, in all the states except Victoria. You realize Victoria is left out of everything. It is the shittest. You got your license when you were 17? Nah, you can't do that in Victoria. 18. It's the only state in Australia where you can get it when you're 18. Victoria is
Are
behind.
You kidding?
Yeah, it's behind on everything, dude. It is backwards on everything. It's so shit. It is that the fucking worst run state. Why are you taking this weird, serious, like you're pushing out a shit act?
Because I'm 27 and I'm still not successful and I'm still doing this shitty little fucking gimmick.
Don't say that. People will stop watching.
No, people
you know
just keep
my
watching.
My brother said, he's like, what? When he mentioned nobody watches this shit anyway, no one's watching right now, he felt like turning it off. And I was like, bruh, that's fucking harsh. Yeah, he was enjoying it though. He was enjoying the podcast. He's like, I was really enjoying it until he said that. Because it
That's
really
interesting. What's your brother's name?
William.
Hey, William. Fuck you. Anyway.
And now he hates you, but he hates
no,
all my
doesn't.
Friends, so that's all right. He literally
really?
Does.
No,
hate
okay.
All
when
my
I
friends.
Come down, you, me, and You're not Dupree, William are gonna go hang out.
That's actually such a good joke.
It
Hold
is
on.
A good joke. Thank you.
Hold on.
Well done. Do you want to
hear made
another
a good joke?
Joke
on his birthday? No. My life so, is that what you're gonna say?
Bill Cosby's been in the news lately for apparently drugging and raping women. I guess, women say the darndest things.
He said this before, and it's like...
I haven't.
You have said this before. Your memory is shoddy because you don't watch back your own podcast.
I have not mentioned this joke.
You
ever.
Have.
I definitely haven't repeated it at least once every 2 months the last 3 years. Okay?
I get shit on for watching back the content, but that's to make sure I don't do what he just did and just say the same shit, the darndest things over and over again. Right.
Hey, settle down. It's a gimmick. I did it on purpose. Are you fucking joking?
Are you telling me to settle down?
Did you not realize that I know that I've told that joke a million times? I actually wasn't sure if you remembered.
No, because you've forgotten you've said stories and you've forgotten you told jokes multiple times on the podcast.
So, I know. So it makes sense. I get it. You know what? I understand, Sam. But the only thing I don't understand is
why I don't have a job.
Despite the fact you've been making content since you're like 14, you can't seem to 15. Get your camera to focus properly on you. And it's focused on your background. I bet you $100 million.
Listen, buddy.
Focus is the first fucking thing you do on a camera. Are you fucking joking?
It's on autofocus. No, it's on manual focus. That's why it's favoring the background. You want it to favor the background as well because it's got so much cool shit back there. I think only people that are watching this on YouTube can see Walter White's head and Spotify and all the podcast platforms.
Let's have a look at that. Let's have a look at that.
Captain Smith's head. Look at it. I'm going to pick his nose.
Do you have anything interesting to say on this podcast? Because I'm just trying to celebrate a great birthday.
I was just going to talk about myself on your birthday.
You know what I noticed? The episodes where we just talk about us and we don't have topics, we're actually pretty good.
Yeah, they're good. Happy birthday, fuckwit. They're good. See, we're talking about ourselves.
Can you hear that?
Is it the winds of change?
No, wait.
What the fuck?
Can you not hear it
Why
at all?
Why is that thing... Why do your headphones have cord around them?
It's not... Are you fucking kidding? It's the fucking hat, you dipshit. God. Did you not realize that the whole time? Are you joking? Are you absolutely joking? You saw me put on the fucking hat?
I forgot it was there! It became part of your head.
It was the...
Look, I would be surprised.
I'm not a fucking
if
wizard,
no one realized.
I'm not fucking Dumbledore.
You're Pinocchio.
I'm not fucking King Wizard and the Lizard Gizzard, whatever it fucking called. You know that shitty band from fuck... You know what? Fuck you, King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard. Do you know what I'm talking about? King Gizzard?
No.
Are you kidding?
That's a good name for a band, though.
They're in an Auntie Donna video. I actually have a band name. I have a band name for my
Nirvana,
band.
Nirvana, the band, the show, the band.
That's not fucking funny, no. The band, it was going to... I wanted to start a pop punk band, and it was going to be called Gay Rat Wedding. And all the merch would be Mr. Ratburn from Arthur when he marries that other guy. Because for some reason, Mr. Ratburn was gay on
is
Arthur.
Is this the animated? This is the...
Yeah.
The kids.
You know, Arthur? Yeah. Every day when you're walking down the street, everybody says to me, and I said, hey, what a wonderful type of day.
Did you know there's lost media from Arthur that was found?
Oh, really? Oh, fucking, you're going to bring up the fucking Lost Media shit because you got a Lost Media podcast. No. Did you know who sings the theme song for Arthur? Tell me.
I don't know.
Well, okay, I did the accent. It's Jamaican.
Bob Marley.
Close. Like, really close.
I don't know the next reggae.
Bob Marley's Jamaican. Son, Ziggy Marley.
Ziggy Marley sings it.
Ziggy Marley.
All right.
And the best part about Arthur is that the teacher is gay and he has a gay rat wedding, hence the name of my band, Gay Rat Wedding. Like, imagine I have a guitar.
All right, well, the lost episode...
You know what? Our number one fan, Jones, is watching and he's going to be like, stop with the cringe shit, bro. But I'm going to do this bit anyway. Imagine me with a guitar right now. We're Gay Rat Wedding. Thanks for coming to our gig. 1, 2, 3, 4. I don't know.
I thought he said our number one fan, Joji's watching. I was like,
Jonesy. Have you seen, you know,
Arthur.
Scott Pilgrim? The
Arthur.
Band in Scott Pilgrim?
I was going to mention the lost episode of Arthur. Why can't...
Okay, you can do that. It's fine.
All right, you hold your thought. Arthur okay, has the go. Lost episode where Arthur goes and the kids, they meet a pair of, in real life, of same-sex parents. It's a morph of animation in real life. It's one of those episodes. It's
Are
like
you done?
A special.
Put your hands up when you're done, okay?
Fuck you. So, guys, the audience, I'm just pretending he doesn't exist
at this point. I actually heard all that.
The episode of Arthur is Arthur in cartoon form introducing a real-life same-sex parents, and PBS said it wasn't allowed to be aired, and they banned it. from airing because they
I don't understand
too,
why.
They were too oh, he exists?
Can you just give me 2 seconds? I'm actually getting fucking choked. For our visual viewers, I'm actually getting fucking choked by the fucking hat right now. Like,
can
it's
you snap it on across
throat.
Your nose and
no,
get like
it'll
whiplash?
Fucking hurt. Oh my god. Oh my god.
I want to see that.
Oh my god, this is so fucking painful. This is not.
And
be
so PBS banned it. And the episode was re-uploaded eventually. Oh, but it's a very fascinating piece of lost media. And if you want to see it covered, check out the Lost Media podcast. And Matthew will only hear this in post. Whoa.
I told you these hats were a fucking shit idea.
Are you done?
Yeah, you actually, I could feel like the air just like, you know, not going into my lungs.
This is the weirdest episode we've ever done.
No, I think the weirdest episode that I've ever done was the one by myself. Why did nobody tell me that was a bad idea? I thought I was all right by myself. It wasn't that bad, was it?
It definitely was nowhere near the worst episodes I've ever seen of the On We Talk podcast. The worst
episode
of the On We Talk podcast is John Swan, because he talks about himself in a really egotistical and self-obsessed way for like a whole hour. And I listened to it while I was doing work at the park. When I used to work for my dad, and it was painful. It was literally one of the most painful things I've ever had to listen to. I don't know why
like
I kept listening
at the
to
time.
It.
Just for to clarify to people, he's like a commentary. 22. He was like at the time he was like 18. He was a commentary YouTuber. Okay. Yeah, he was a commentary YouTuber. Did like, I don't know, fucking YouTube based commentary shit. Regardless,
he got shit on.
What? When?
In the community, lied about someone, or he manipulated an autistic person or
this
something?
This is the situation. Oh. I'm pretty sure that he messaged something to Dream, famous Minecraft YouTuber Dream, and then he said, sorry, it was my autistic cousin. I think that's the short version of it. Pretty much. Like, I've got really...
And everyone bagged him for, like, bagging autistic people, or...?
I think they bagged him for fucking... He lied about it for, like, 4 days. He is somebody, you know what? Great creator, makes a lot of engaging, good content, chronically online.
I hate his
chronically
content.
Online.
So is he obsessed with the internet?
What I mean is like he's that sort of person. Like it's always streaming, always on Twitter, always on social media. And it's like, and maybe I'm wrong, but it's like, fuck, I've been sort of in the same boat. It's like the whole thing where.
Don't do it.
Probably around, actually, it's probably before that, like the year or so before I. Oh, probably like 2019, 2020. And I was sort of like in this, doing some podcasts with some like commentary YouTubers in the commentary community, blah, blah, blah. And it was just toxic. And I see that sort of shit on YouTube right now. Like you and I had this conversation about this fucking whole Sam Hyde, iDubbbz shit.
I tried to watch the video, by the way.
And what do you think?
I tried to watch it. I couldn't get through it. He's too... It wasn't that he was cringe. It was that it was boring. Very, very boring.
Really?
Yeah,
do you think it needed even...
It.
So iDubbbz did a video where he sort of... He referred to and he addressed, I should say, the Froggy Fresh... Froggy Fresh... What was the fucking event? I fucking watched it.
Creator Clash 2. I didn't see a single second from it. That's hilarious.
But like talking about taking him off the card because they say it wasn't about the OnlyFans joke he made about Anissa, his wife, but also with the Sam Hyde stuff. And like, you know... Do you want my honest opinion?
Yeah.
Of course you do, because I'm going to give it to you.
Well, I can't help. Can't
I think
it.
That Sam Hyde, while I think that he does make a lot of great comedy, I think that a lot of his views are probably a bit, like, and some of his jokes go a bit too far. I think that he says things that he tries to hide as a joke, that it's just like, okay, maybe this is a bit far. I still think that he does, like, a lot of great comedy. Like, even Fish Tank. Have you seen Fish Tank anywhere? On no, you probably haven't. Fish Tank is this show that he made where he got all these. Actually, I might have sent it to you. It's a reality show where he got a house and got all these, like, I'm gonna say it, weirdos, and put them in a house, and it was like a 24-hour like live stream.
Oh, it was like Big Brother, but it's really weird.
Yeah, and they're like all weird people, and it's funny and it's good, and it's like this is a great idea, Sam. Like, and he like comes in sometimes as the host. It's funny, but I think like some of this stuff with iDubbbz is a bit weird. I will also say that. There's some stuff that Sam does. It's like, okay, maybe it's like a bit on the line, but it is funny. And iDubbbz is just sensitive. And I think like...
I think it's mostly that. I think it's all founded. I actually think he has grounds for almost all of the jokes. Some of them are a bit too far, but I think the point of it is it's meant to poke the bear. That's the whole point.
I feel like it's an 80-20 thing, to be honest. Like, I think like 80% of it is maybe like 70% of it's good, like is like okay. And then 30% of it's like probably a bit too far, Sam.
You know,
but I also think that iDubbbz is a bit... no, bullshit. No, fuck you. I think that there is some things where it's like, fuck.
100% of
it is fine. No, but if you put yourself in iDubbbz shoes and Ian's shoes, I will say, and you know what? My favorite...
But his brand was shitting on people.
But you know what? He's allowed to change at the same time.
No.
You know what I mean? Like,
No. He can't come out and be like, he's constantly talking trash about my wife. That's why I don't talk to him. Fair enough. But he can't say that, like, try and demean his character after he worked with the guy and his brand was shitting on other people. Like, come on, man. The hypocrisy
I don't think it's that. I think he's mentioned, like, hey, okay, I really don't like a lot of the other content and he did. And probably some of it was a bit fucked.
Yeah,
like when he went up to Tanner Mongu and said... No, you can't. But it's like, okay, how does he move on from it? Do you know what I mean? They're always going to see him as the edgy guy.
But he still has that haircut, which indicates that he's still trying to perpetuate that character. No, you know what
Sam,
I mean?
Sam, you're wrong there. I think you're wrong there. 100% on the damn money.
And I think iDubbbz is the most confused person, internet personality in probably the history of YouTube. And I think he needs to get his priorities straight, seriously, and take some fucking self-respect lessons because he is the most whipped character in history.
I still maintain that I think maybe in some ways Anissa is... you know what? I'm not going to demean her character, but like maybe he's a bit soft and Anissa has made him a bit softer. And it's like... But this goes back to my original point when I go back to the commentary community drama, blah, blah, blah.
Dominatrix woman.
My final statement on this, even though none of it concerns me whatsoever, and this is probably just going to be a little bit on this fucking little tiny podcast.
That's the point of this podcast though.
No, well, in a way, yes. But what I want to say is, Sam, who gives a fuck? Do you know what I mean? It's like, who gives a fuck? It's just like...
The point of this podcast is to give a fuck, though. That's
like, no, but what I mean views. Is like, okay, that's Ian's view. Okay, whatever. That's, you know, hopefully Sam stops harassing him. Like, no. Who cares? Like, if I was Ian, I'd probably have done the same thing.
You know that at its core, I like iDubbbz. So I'm only here to point out that he's a bit lost his self-respect and is a bit hypocritical and is clearly just got... He's clearly being pulled behind the scenes by his girlfriend. Probably his girlfriend's mom. And I think that the real iDubbbz that I remember that I grew up with, the real iDubbbz, that's probably more like what he's properly like in when he's actually, you know, of sound mind. He's a good dude. I like him. I just think that he can't take the... Him taking this seriously is a joke. If he expects people not to take his former self seriously, but then he starts taking this shit seriously from Sam Hyde, bro, what kind of message is he? He's sending mixed messages, is what I think.
But he has clarified that like a lot of his old content doesn't...
Yes, you can't.
No, bullshit. Now he's a 30-year-old man,
fuck.
And now he actually has, you know, you mature, bro. You know what? You'll probably get to 30.
He likes
testicles. That's the thing. The thing is, I've got to this age where it's like a lot of the content I've done the same thing with stuff, things I've said and things I've done. And you know what? At the end of the day, it's like you said, he didn't just remove Sam to come to the event just because of him and Anissa. Other people were uncomfortable as well.
I understand that he's trying to like say that he doesn't agree with his past self and he doesn't really necessarily support those views of what he used to say. I'm saying that you can't start bagging Sam Hyde for saying things about his girlfriend when there's evidence of him doing the same thing to other people. Like, it just makes no sense. It literally blows my mind. Him clarifying that that's not his current views doesn't change it for me. That's ridiculous.
I think it's more the fact that, like, Sam has said he's gone to a point where it's like, his wife getting, like, raped and shit.
That's his brand.
And it's shitty. But sometimes, okay,
funny, I like it.
One thing I might disagree with iDubbbz on is that Sam has like this full on misogynistic, bloody, all this sort of stuff, like view on things. What happened?
Sorry, my looking dog just shook the whole house trying to face a possum.
I can hear it.
Did you hear it?
Yeah, I can hear it. I can hear the dog barking.
What the hell, Jess?
Yeah,
no, I know.
I think that like maybe he's like not actually misogynistic, but it's like maybe he has... Maybe he finds that sort of humor funny more than anything. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's like, haha. No, but I think when it's like, oh, I hope, you know, I hope she gets raped and shit. Okay, I'm not going to say that verbatim, but he said something like fucked up like that. And it's like, okay, that's not really a joke now. Do you know what I mean? Like, I think that's just like...
He's obviously not serious though when he's saying that. He's just poking the bear and trying to say as much messed up shit. And he's trying to fool people into thinking that that's what he actually thinks. And he's actually trying to intend to hurt people. His whole brand, if you look at that back, it allows him to say shit like that. And people know that he's obviously taking the piss to another level. And
then there's this other thing where it's like, he's more in the mainstream now. People don't understand that.
No, but listen,
here's one thing. People didn't know my KKK thing where it's the AI wrote the joke. That was a joke. They didn't realize that was a joke.
I knew it. I knew that was going to fucking happen. I told you.
I've got YouTube comments going, oh, this is not good. You shouldn't release stuff like this. And it's like, I was recommended by Kieran, friend of the show, good cousin, friend and cousin. Like, hey, maybe you should put in the comment or in the title of it, like AI written, just to like try and avoid a bit of that.
Yeah.
But not even just to avoid a bit of that, but just for a little bit more context.
I like your brand though, because you're not afraid.
But no, I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid of that. But
I'm not afraid.
And I think, and one thing Kieran said was, it needs a little bit more context. Do you know what I mean? And needed, like, I don't think that the joke...
This was context sort of enough, wasn't it? This was definitely context enough.
Yes, but okay, when you look at the clip though, are you going to see that? No, because you're not in the clip.
Probably not. Oh, of course I'm not. I always cut out at the best moments, except the recent ones. You've edited them to perfection. But the other ones were edited.
But that's the thing. I think the joke needs context as well. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's like... I don't think the idea of... I originally thought the idea of the KKK sponsoring the podcast is funny. And that's sort of... It is, but I think it's sort of funnier where it's like the KKK sponsoring the podcast, but also AI has written the whole thing. And this is the thing that AI has written. You know what I mean? It's like come from artificial intelligence.
No, yeah. I just think don't let people stop your... Your humor and your whatever you want to throw out there. I mean, there's been some edgy jokes from you, but it's better than just
name
you
some
being
edgy jokes,
afraid.
And I'll tell you if I regret them or not before we end the podcast.
Oh man, just you're asking me to jog my memory here. Holy shit!
Come on, think. Can you remember any?
No. Now that the dog's barking and I'm being asked to remember, and everything's happening all at once, and I'm put on the spot, and the king's being coronated. There's too much happening.
And the king's being coronated. Do you have anything to say for my birthday?
Fuck the king. Well done, mate. You survived until 27.
That's it.
I don't think I'll. You're the 27 club. Woo-hoo-hoo!
Yep. Gonna die soon. If you guys want to hear me and Sam talk a little bit more, we have an after show on Onwe Plus, onwe.plus. You can actually listen and watch this on YouTube as well. Not on YouTube, fucking Spotify. Why'd I say YouTube? Eventually, when I can, people are going to be able to do like a mini Onwe Plus, like just the podcasts, like a Onwe Plus radio subscription on YouTube. Yeah. And it's like, hey, I only really want the bonus pods. I don't want anything else. I'll pay $2, $3 for the extra bonus pods. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. But I do think people should subscribe to Onwe Talk on Google Videos and also Zipcast.
What the fuck are you talking? I'm ending the podcast. Thanks for listening, guys.
See
thanks,
guys.
Sam. Bye.
Thanks for watching, guys.
Goodbye,
oh, yes. Goodbye.
Goodbye. That's all. Good friends, goodbye.
This is
now
the worst.
It's time to go.